This is the Push to Talk ATC Hour, and we're talking with Darren Gaines and Grant Anderson and Wireless Mike and Magneto Mail myself. Here we are.
Discussing air traffic control stuff. What are your guys' feelings on pilots coming up and visiting your facilities?
Oh, for the most part, we love it. I mean,
bring food.
Bring food, always bring food. Beverages welcome. We're easily bribed. And sometimes the tour isn't of the quality that we'd like it to be, depending on staffing or who can break loose, or you might get one of our highly efficient staff people downstairs who haven't actually been in the control area for a while, and hopefully you can get the right scoop. If you have the opportunity, I would really recommend plugging in and just with a controller for a while. If you could just spend a half an hour and it's okay with the facility, just plug in and listen and see what we do. And to know that when someone comes back and says, I was offline, say again, it didn't mean we were turning around and taking a drink of coffee or something and just not listening. You'll see that we're having to deal with multiple entities as far as other controllers on landlines and computer entries, all sorts of things that take our attention away.
To add to that, when you do come to your local facility and you get a tour and you meet the controllers, keep in mind most controllers are not pilots. Please, when you leave, offer to take these folks for a ride in your airplane, because we need to see that end of the business as much as you need to come to the control tower in the center in your area. So get us in the cockpit, show us what you do as well.
Well,
let me ask this. If I want to come to the control tower, how do I find out how to get a hold of you guys? Phone book?
You have a radio, right? Ask us on the radio for a phone number and we can hook you up.
Yeah, you're happy to give us a number to call.
Knows where that would be a number too. But that's
well, and that's a question I have, and I'm sorry if this was maybe mildly addressed, but you know, that fear that people have, the mic fright in general. We get people that talk on the radio fine. In the airplanes come in here and they have a problem with this. So there's a certain modicum of mic fright that just goes with human beings. But when it's based on, okay, I'm afraid of messing up and saying the wrong thing or giving the wrong, and that controller has a little bit of a tone back, I mean, how much power do they have to, you know, you can't revoke somebody's license saying the phraseology incorrectly.
Air traffic controllers are actually powerless. The enforcement action of any certificate holder comes from flight standards. We're all FAA, air traffic control flight standards, but we cannot do anything to suspend, initiate any kind of pilot deviation. We can initiate an investigation, but the ultimate judge of that comes to be the flight standards folks are the ones that gave it to you. They can take it away.
Okay, we do have another question. And by the way, Frank was our last caller, and he wanted to let you guys know that what happened was he was a little wide on downwind, and that's when the controller came off. Instead of saying, you're a little wide on downwind, he said, is your compass broken? That was the nature of that last question, or the origin, I should say. The next one, we have Mr. Riley from Charlotte, North Carolina. He says he's in very busy airspace. There are lots of communications going on. And I'm not sure what the modified English controller is, but out of New York, so I guess it's the New York accent is a modified English. But the controller asked the pilot not to respond, just follow directions, which were very brief and quick, and he wasn't really sure how to follow the commands, but was instructed not to respond. What are you supposed to do? If the controller tells you to do something that's making you unable to comply, I guess.
I'll take a whack at that. We do that here at EAA. You know, the pilots don't talk. We issue instructions, and we look for visual confirmation that the pilot is complying. In a radar environment, you can pretty much do the same thing. A lot of times, the controller is too busy to get a read back. Readbacks are awesome. They're part of the safety equation. Sometimes, on a rare occasion, we key that microphone and we just dish out instructions. If we give a heading and an altitude, we can see pretty quickly whether that's being complied with or not. If it's not, it's going to come back and get our attention. We might come back and give you an opportunity to explain yourself why. So that's the best.
It's do the best you can, and we'll let you know if it's not quite right.
Correct.
Is that the answer?
If we tell you to do something, we can see if you do it, and just as easily as if you can.
I think any communication, if you don't understand an instruction, whether they tell you not to reply or not, if you don't understand, I think it's always safer to get a clarification. And maybe if the controller is busy, you know, wait for it to free up
right
in a, you know, minute or as quickly as, you know, it does clear up, then ask for a clarification.
The underlying problem here is that controller is too busy to have readbacks, and that's the issue, and that's the problem, and where we need to that falls right back into some of the operational and staffing issues. He's in a rough spot right now, hoping that his instructions will be complied with without having that feedback.
And keep in mind, in the situation that he's addressing, the controller is most likely working multiple frequencies. So just because you hear a break on your frequency and you try to read something back, you might very well be blocking an instruction on the other frequency that he's on. Then we have to go through the whole routine over again because that transmission was blocked.
All right. Well, I guess if anybody else wants to call in, I'll give out that number one more time. We've only got a couple minutes here. 230-7987, and we will read your question on the air. We're speaking here with Darren Gaines and Grant Anderson, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. I have to concentrate really hard to say that, right? I always want to say National Association of Air Traffic Controllers. I don't know why.
Well, you know, 5 out of 4 controllers are dyslexic, too.
So right, okay. That's good. That's good to know. So anything else that you guys wanted to address while we wrap up this ATC hour and a quarter?
Ow. No, actually, it's
the blank stares don't translate on the radio that well.
The one thing to the previous question, as far as the student pilot who's awful nervous, just doing what he can to stay ahead of the airplane, and has probably formulated his question of air traffic for a while, and he's worried about sounding stupid or something going wrong with that. There's a great equalizer right now, and you've probably already experienced the amount of controllers who are trainees right now on frequency as well, who are sounding just as silly and unsure of themselves. So,
well, the problem is once you finally get in there, then your situation's changed, and everything that you'd set up to call in isn't the case anymore. So, you know, you get these students calling in, and I was over the pass 5 minutes ago.
the words student pilot go a long way for us as controllers. If you identify yourself as a student pilot, okay, now we know to be a little bit more diligent with you, pay a little bit more attention, speak a little bit slower with you, and pay a bit more attention to you. Now, that
good
works
advice
if you're in something smaller than like a King Air. If you're in a 727, it might not have the same impact as if you're in a Cherokee. You know?
Could be accurate, just not believable.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being
My
with
pleasure.
Us here today, and thanks to the callers for bringing in your questions. Apparently, we have one more. We'll try and slide it in before we go to break here. So,
well, while we're going there, I got a great story. I had an air traffic control person I was talking to, and he was telling me a story how he kept getting this guy saying, you know, calling up, I'm a student pilot coming through the Class B airspace in Minneapolis. And, you know, over time, he recognized this call sign always calling, you know, I'm a student pilot. He's like, call this number when you get on the ground. And it's like, you're a student pilot. You keep flying through here every week. What's the deal? And the pilot said, well, I'm not really a student pilot, but I like all the attention that you give me, and you make it so easy so that I just keep saying I'm a student pilot. And the controller, his response was, you just keep on doing that, and we'll just keep on taking care of you.
Well, that's that's good to know.
There's
more of those 727 pilots using that. 1941 aircraft... Taylor Craft. I'm sorry, I couldn't see that. Sorry about this. We were having to translate this through a few different entities. It likes to do close-in, short, low versus standard approaches in the tail dragger. What is the proper terminology to use for controllers? And this is Charles in Louisiana, in L.A. Okay. Wishes he was here. So, close-in short approaches in a tail dragger, proper terminology.
Well, he's pretty well got it. It's just request a short approach. I mean, if I understand that, if I'm reading the question correctly, there is his phraseology to request. It would be to request a short approach. I don't know how to expand on that as far as proper phraseology. And if that's not getting across, there's always the plain language. I want to keep it in low, and I need to keep it in tight for this to, you know, mind if I do a long landing so I can land in 7 feet and exit at the
So if somebody doesn't know the proper phraseology, how is your feelings about just using plain language to get their point?
That's expected. Yeah. Okay. If it's out of the book, I make a joke about if it's not on the pilot control glossary, you could probably find it on this page intentionally left blank, which you'll see all throughout the book. Just
write it
the best you can. Yeah, plain language, English. Just tell us what you need and don't keep any secrets.
So you've been listening to Push to Talk, Air Traffic Control with Darren Gaines and Grant Anderson. Thank you very much for being here. And thank you very much to our callers for calling in. You're listening to EAA Radio